Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are also learning in the shul this week, which is graciously sponsored. L'ilui Nishmas, our Rav Yaakov Yosi Ben Rav Shaul Aryeh, and we are in Masechta Shabbos. We are in Perek Vav Mishnah Dalad, and hey, says the Mishnah as follows: Oh, Yeter Ish Lo B'Sayif Lo B'Keshes Lo B'Tris Lo B'Ala V'Lo B'Romach. On Shabbos, a man can't go outside wearing a sword, a bow, a shield, a club, or a spear. V'Miyatzah Chayev Chatas. If he did, he'd be chayev to bring a chatas. Why these things are not a jewelry, they're not considered clothing, they're considered a masoya. And so if you're carrying them, it's going to be considered carrying in a normal way. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Tachshitin Ein Los. Rabbi Eliezer says, what are you talking about? These things are like jewelry. They're jewelry for a man. So the Chachamim come back and they say, V'chachamim omrim einam ela lignai. The Chachamim say, that's crazy, it's only an embarrassment. Shenemar v'chitesu charbosom le'itim v'chanisosom le'mazmeiros. The Pasuk says that in the ideal world, they'll beat their swords into spades, their spears into plowshares. Lo yisa goy al goy cherev, lo yimadu al milchama. One nation will not lift up a sword against another nation. They won't learn war anymore. Biris tahora v'yotzim ba'be Shabbos. We say that the garter that a woman that women wear to hold up their stocking, it's Torah, it can't become tame. Why? Because the benefit by a garter is not direct to a person, it's just an accessory to the stocking, and therefore it can't become tame. But it is also considered, as far as an item of clothing, it keeps the stocking in place, and so she's not going to take it off to show her friend, because then the stockings would fall down. Right? V'yotzim ba b'Shabbos. Tivalim tameim. But if she has chains that connect the garters together, that the girls connected the garters with the chain to prevent her from taking these large strides that might cause her to damage herself internally. And so those chains become a part of the body. They're able to become tame. And in Yotzim Bahem B'Shabbos, you can't go out with them on Shabbos because you might take it out without getting rid of the garter or the stocking. And they're made out of gold. They might show them to their friend. Look what I got. And so therefore the Mishnah says, you can't go out with them on Shabbos. Now, Yotza Isha B'chutei Seir, Bein Mishal, Bein Mishal, Chaberta, Bein Mishal, Behema. A woman's allowed to go outside with strings braided into her hair that are made out of detached hairs, right? Into strings to braid into for a decoration, whether they're hers or for her friends or an animal's hair. She can also go outside in the public domain with a headband or head bangles that are sewn to her hat, because people are not going to go ahead and take off these items to show their friends. She can also go out into a courtyard with a forehead pad or a wig, right? Why? Because she wants to look attractive to her husband. The Chacham didn't allow her to go ahead and wear them in a public domain, because she might take it off to show her friend. And if she was wearing an ugly shetel, so she might take it off because she's embarrassed in that situation. Today, that's not a likely situation. Moksha be'azna, she can go out in a rishas haram with a cloth in her ear to get up the discharge. Moksha be'sandala, a lining in her sandal to protect her foot. Moksha eskina l'nidasa, she can wear a tampon. Be'pilpel, she can go outside with a peppercorn in her mouth to overcome bad breath. Ubegargir melech, and a lump of salt to heal the tooth disease. She can do all these things, but she can't put it out in her mouth on Shabbos, since these things are kept in the mouth for personal well-being. They're not considered a masoi, something that's carried. It's like clothing or jewelry, which you can wear on Shabbos, but only if it's there before Shabbos began. If you put it in on Shabbos, someone who doesn't know that she has bad breath or tooth disease might think that she's trying to just carry things this way, right? If they fall out, she can't put it back in on Shabbos, because people might get the wrong impression as to what she's doing. Shein totebis v'shein shel zahav, when we're dealing with a false tooth or a gold tooth, right? Rebbe says she can go outside with this on Shabbos because people don't take it out of their mouths. V'chachamim osim, the chachamim say no, sometimes people might notice that they're wearing gold plating and false teeth, and they might be a source of embarrassment, which might cause somebody to take them out and carry them. And so therefore, Chazal said, don't go out with them on Shabbos. And of course, we'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.